Sugar Bakers. No, Charlene's still not back yet. No, I don't know where she is. Yes, I'll tell her you called.
Suzanne, if answering the phone is such a strain, you can't even be polite, then just don't do it.
I was just one of Charlene's brothers again. What's his name there? Odell. He's probably just wanting to catch you up on the latest hillbilly news, like they got him a new scarecrow or something like that.
You know, Suzanne, I don't like that word, hillbilly. Just because Charlene comes from a big family and they live on a farm doesn't mean they sit around like Mammy and Pappy Yoakum, smoking corncob pipes and drinking moonshine.
Well, I'm sorry, Julia. I just don't think it's good taste to have that many children. Unless, of course, you're Mormons.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. They just seem to handle it better. You know, they form those singing groups, stuff like that. I'm so ticked off. I have gone through three pair of pantyhose. It's not even 10 o'clock yet. I think it's some kind of male conspiracy. I mean, who else would think of making women's undergarments that self-destruct? I mean, really, if those NASA scientists can invent a spacesuit that can withstand re-entry heat, why cannot one of them come up with a pair of pantyhose that can survive a hangnail?
Perhaps the fact that they don't wear pantyhose has something to do with it.
That's precisely my point. Oh, for Pete's sake. Every time you two get a little cranky, you start going on these man-bashing jags, you know? Men are the cause of all trouble in the world. Men invented high heels and cheap pantyhose. I bet you next thing you know, you'll be accusing them of that, whatchamacallit, that PMS envy.
PMS envy? I swear, somebody from the Geraldo Rivera show ought to follow you around with a tape recorder.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I wouldn't have been, except I was watching the CBS morning show. They didn't have anybody very good on, but I love that Harry, what's his name? They kept saying, you know, it's 18 minutes before the hour, and then it's 6 minutes before the hour. And finally, I just said to myself, well, what is the hour? You know? Of course, I had it wrong. Don't you hate it when that happens?
It's okay, Charlie. It's okay.
Suzanne, the next time you ask me to return something for you, you better make sure it is not something you have already worn.
What do you mean?
I mean, they wouldn't accept your blouse back.
I don't want to upset you, dear, but the sales lady said there were perspiration stains on it.
Of course it did. That's why I'm returning it. Somebody else obviously wore it before I bought it. I do not perspire. Didn't you tell them that?
No, I did not tell them that. I did not even know that.
Anthony, none of the women in my family perspire. I can't believe you didn't know that. Everybody knows that. There has not been a deodorant bottle among the women of my family for three generations.
Well, dear, I don't think that's something you should be bragging about.
Oh, my gosh, Bernice, I just realized tonight's your dance contest.
That's right, Charlene.
What dance contest?
Bernice's retirement home is having a dance fever night, you know, like on TV. She and her partner Seymour have been practicing all week, right, Bernice?
Well, actually, we had to change the name. Old people aren't real crazy about anything with the word fever in it.
Well, I didn't realize you were such an avid dancer, Bernice.
Oh, my, yes. My late husband, Louis, was a dancing fool.
What'd he do?
Well, his family owned a circus, and he was billed as a dancing fool. I don't know much more about it, but if you'd like to know more, I could probably contact some of his relatives.
No, no, that's all right. I guess after all those years with Louis, it must be hard dancing with Seymour.
Oh, yes, especially since his stroke. Oh, sure, he remembers the steps all right, but he just can't move from the waist down.
I hate it when that happens to my dates.
Bernice, that is just awful.
I know it is. All the other ambulatory men were snatched up last week.
Hey, I know. Why don't you get Anthony? I bet you he's a good dancer.
Suzanne, don't think I don't appreciate that glowing tribute to my race, but I'm way backed up on my work. In fact, I'll probably be making deliveries all night.
Anthony, can I talk to you in the kitchen for a second?
I don't think so, Julia. Anthony. Oh, I hate these little talks in the kitchen.
It'll only be one night. It'll mean so much to Bernice, and I promise you won't have to run any errands for Suzanne for a month.
You're on, Bernice. Let's just forget about all that old work stuff. Besides, you got me out of that speeding ticket last week by screaming to the policeman you were passing a kidney stone.
Oh, that's great. You're just gonna love the costumes. Well, I guess we better get over to the rec room and start rehearsing. And after I show you the steps, then you can show me how to get down with my bad self.
Sugarbakers. Odell, is that you? No, she didn't tell me you called. I can't believe this. I was just thinking about you. Now, I was at my Minute Mart last night, and I saw a box of those big red wax lips we used to wear at the dinner table, and Mama would get so mad. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe they're coming back in style. Odell, you're joking me. Well, why didn't you say so? I can't believe it.
Sounds like he's already got himself a pair.
My little brother's right here in Atlanta. Now, Odell, what are you doing? Well, you just get yourself over here right now. You need directions? Okay, be careful. I'll see you then. Okay, bye, hon. He's here and he's coming over. I'm so excited.
What's he doing here in Atlanta?
Well, I don't know. You never know with Odell. You know, he's kind of different from the rest of the family. Kind of deep, like Woody Allen. You know, he just plays the cello and writes poetry and reads books. And oh, he knits the neatest sweaters.
What's his girlfriend think about that?
Oh, gee, Odell's never really had a girlfriend. He's only 19. He has a job, you know, making deliveries at Brenda's Beauty Supply.
Let me get this straight. He's never had a girlfriend. He knits sweaters and he works at the beauty shop.
Well, he goes to Three Rivers Junior College, too. Well, what are you getting at?
Well, I don't mean to get personal, Charlene, but has it ever occurred to you that maybe Odell's involved in some homosexual activity?
Suzanne! I mean, just because a person is sensitive and artistic doesn't mean he's gay. Not that that would matter to me anyway.
Well, I think he sounds like an interesting and talented young man.
Well, I think he sounds like a woman.
Bear in mind that this comes from the lips of a woman who actually thought that there was a patron saint for homosexuals called Saint Francis of Assisi.
Hey, Charlie. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Odell, how'd you get here so fast?
Well, I said payphone around the corner.
You remember Julie and Suzanne Mary Jo?
Julie, Suzanne Mary Jo.
Oh, well, look, I just paddle you. How come Mom and Dad didn't tell me you were coming?
Well, it's sort of a last-minute decision. Anyway, it's just not something I could tell Mom and Daddy about.
What do you mean?
Well, there's someone real special I want you to meet. I think you might be kind of surprised at who it is.
Oh, my God. Does this have anything to do with you not having a girlfriend?
Yeah, sorta.
Odell, I just want you to know that whoever it is, I'll try and accept them.
Thanks, Charlene. I appreciate that, but I'm afraid you'd be the only one.
Why?
Well, you remember Earl Sloan?
Of course I remember Earl Sloan. He was Daddy's best friend. They'd barely spoken for 20 years. You mean you and Earl?
No, Earl's not with me, but somebody else is. You remember his daughter, Sissy? Well, the two of us, well, we're eloping.
So you two have been secretly in love all these years?
Yes, ma'am, ever since I was 8 and Odell was 10.
Yeah, it was all over for me the first time I laid eyes on him.
That is so romantic. I never knew, Odell. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I just didn't feel like I could tell anybody, Charlene. I mean, you know how Daddy felt.
Well, what'd your folks get so all fired mad about anyway?
Well, Sissy Daddy, Earl Sloan, you know, he grew up with our daddy. They'd hunt and fish together and everything, and Mr. Sloan kept his life savings in a sock buried out in his back field.
My family's kind of rural. Charlene's family's a lot more sophisticated.
Yeah, we keep our money in the bank.
Anyway, one day the sock disappeared, and Mr. Sloan accused our dog Chuck Berry of digging it up and burying it someplace else. Well, Daddy said he didn't do it, but, well, one night Mr. Sloan just went kind of crazy, and he came over and dug up our whole backyard, you know, including some of Mama's prize-winning rose bushes.
Just get on with it, Charlene. This is not the people's court.
Well, anyway, Daddy went outside to try and stop him, and they got into a great big huge fist fight, and Daddy accidentally busted Mr. Sloan's nose.
Daddy would have never done that on purpose, because he loved Mr. Sloan.
That's right, but our families have been fighting ever since.
Judge Clarkson said he couldn't marry us, and no other preacher in town would either, because they know how our families feel. So, Charlene, I was hoping maybe you could help us.
Odell?
No, sis is not pregnant. She's just in love, that's all. And Mom and Daddy weren't any older than us when they got married.
couldn't y'all wait just a little bit longer? You know, give everybody a chance to get used to the idea.
Charlene, they'll never get used to the idea. At least the Sloans won't. Anyway, we're tired of waiting. We've been waiting all our lives.
You mean you two have never...
No, we're both virgins.
Hey, don't be telling them that.
Well, it's the truth.
So you've been saving yourselves for each other? Oh, that is so romantic. I think I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna cry, too. Anyway, Charlene, we're ready to get the show on the road. We need your help.
But what can I do?
Find a minister to marry us. Somebody doesn't care what our parents or anybody else thinks.
You know, Jim and Tammy Baker are back in operation. And public opinion doesn't seem to mean all that much to them.
Suzanne.
Well, it's just a thought.
Son.
Daddy.
Thank God you're here. Hello, Charlene, honey. Ladies, I'm sorry this isn't exactly a social call. Odell, your mama's mighty worried about you.
How'd you find me?
Well, I followed you to Memphis. After that, I figured you were on your way to see Charlene, so I took my time. Now, I want you two kids to come on back home with me.
I can't, Daddy. We made up our minds. Sis and I are getting married.
Well, you try telling that to her daddy when he gets here.
We're going to have a real hillbilly shootout right here in Sugar Bay.
Okay. Now, I don't want to cause any trouble. I'll just be taking my daughter and going.
Excuse me. I know this isn't any of my business, but I don't think these kids are in any shape to go anywhere. I mean, really, look at them. Why, they're just exhausted.
That's right. And they're good kids, too. I mean, you know, they've been saving themselves.
Charlene!
Mary Jo is right. Odell, you know where my room is. And you take Sissy up there, and you can use the spare room. Now, y'all go on.
Sissy, I can't believe all the hundreds of girls in Poplar Bluff, and he has to pick a Sloan.
Now, Daddy, that's not fair. Odell and Sissy weren't even born when you two started fighting. Now, Mr. Sloan, I just want you and Daddy to sit down over here and talk this thing out.
There is nothing to talk about. I came here for my daughter, and I'm not leaving without her. And I'm not leaving without Odell.
Well, now what?
Ta-da!
Something tells me this is going to be a tough room to play.
Yes. Either we should have gone with the feathers, or this has something to do with that man climbing down the trellis out front with that pretty girl.
Sissy!
Oh, Odell!
Sissy, you come back here. You now, Odell.
I don't know where else to look. We've been driving around for hours. I should have gone back out with Daddy again. He's just gonna get lost.
Mr. Sloan's a real Luke Duke. I hope your daddy finds him before he does.
Well, I don't understand what all the fuss is about anyway. I mean, all they want to do is get married.
Well, you know, Suzanne, to some people, getting married is a momentous occasion. I guess for you, it's more like ordering a pizza.
Okay, dinner is served. Got 3 chicken McNuggets, 2 McDLTs, 3 Filet-O-Fish, and 4 peach pies, my personal favorite.
That was awfully fast, Anthony.
Yeah, it was amazing. When the crowd got a load of this lovely ensemble, they partied just like the Red Sea and the Ten Commandments.
Calm down, Sissy. You know, they're just like Romeo and Juliet. I mean, everyone's against them, and they're so in love.
It's kind of refreshing to meet some young people who've been in love so long and haven't done anything about it.
How do you know they haven't done anything?
Because they said so, Suzanne.
And you believe it? You know, Princess Di said she was a virgin, too, but you think that was good enough for Queen Elizabeth? No, sir. She had her whisked right down to that royal gynecologist, had her immediately stamped and verified. I mean, those Windsors, they don't mess around.
Oh, I can't stand this. I gotta go out and help look again. Will y'all stay here in case they call?
We sure will.
Wait a minute, Charlie, and I'll drive you.
No, no, I can't let you do that. You'll miss your dance contest.
Oh, that's all right. Bernice doesn't mind. They have one every month.
What dance contest?
You know, the one that we're dressed for.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I thought maybe it was Halloween.
No, Bernice, we were going dancing.
Oh, well, then I have one other question.
What's that?
Am I dating you?
Good Shabbos. Did you enjoy the service?
Yeah, it was real interesting. I especially like that singer.
Thank you. We like to call him the Cantor.
Actually, we're not even Jewish.
No.
Look, Rabbi, I know we don't fit in here, but we've been driving around for hours looking for a house of the Lord. Since technically speaking, it's the same God. Well, I mean, do you think you could marry us?
No, I can't perform marriages tonight. It's our Sabbath. I'm sorry. Isn't this a little impromptu? I mean, most people invite their families and hire a band.
We're kind of in a hurry. See, we've been waiting 9 years.
Oh, I see. Well, God has a way of working these things out.
There they are. Odell, sis, are you all right?
Guess this is our night for interesting newcomers.
I know this looks odd, Rabbi, but I'm a relative of Sammy Davis Jr.'s.
Right. Well, it looks like you want a little privacy here. I'll give you a few minutes, and I'll be back out.
Thank you. Charlene, I feel a little overdressed. I think I just wait in the car.
How'd you find us?
Anthony spotted your truck out front. We've been to every church in town. Now, Odell, I want you to come home. Whether you and Sissy realize it or not, you need your families.
No, thanks, Charlene. We've had enough family support for one night.
Odell, do you remember when Uncle Floyd married that showgirl from Lake Tahoe? When he first brought her back to Poplar Bluff, she used to not even get up till noon. She wore all that makeup, and no one thought they were going to like her. But then they started to say, well, you know, she was good for Uncle Floyd, you know? He quit drinking, she got him to go to church, and quit wearing those Sears Roebuck undershirts.
Yeah, so what's the point?
Well, I don't know what the point is, but, Odell, I know you've tried talking this out with Daddy, and it doesn't seem to work. I've never defied Daddy ever in my life. I've never done something behind his back, but just want you to know that if you decide, I will get in that truck with the two of you. I will drive to Waycross or Miami or wherever you want to go, and I will help you get married because I love you. And your decision will be mine, but before you make that decision, Odell, please, I mean, this is going to affect you the rest of your life. I mean, don't you think it's worth really, really trying one more time?
Okay, wild man, king me.
Dang.
You know, it's too bad Mr. Sloan's married.
Why?
I don't know. I kind of see Bernice with him.
Okay, everybody, we found them.
Where the heck you been? Huh?
Now, Daddy, Mr. Sloan, I told Sissy and Odell that I knew that you knew that deep down in your hearts you cared more about their happiness than in some dumb feud, right?
Now, don't you try to tell me about my own daughter's happiness. I know what's best for her, and she's coming home with me.
Now, why don't you just listen for once, you big jackass? You might learn a thing
or
two.
I really would be a jackass if I tried to listen to you.
Well, I say that you
are. I said excuse me!
Look, now I don't usually get involved in these backwoods brouhahas, but I mean... Seriously, I think you two men should just wake up and smell the coffee. I mean, these two kids have really got it bad for each other, you know? And if it hadn't gone away in 9 years, it just is not going to go away.
Look, this isn't any of our business, except that you all have sort of made it our business. But I must say we've all been very impressed with the honest and forthright way that Odell and Sissy have presented themselves. And if you ask me, they've got a big head start on a lot of young people I've seen walking around.
Oh, pardon me for saying so, but I don't recall asking you.
Oh. Well, in that case, let me add that if you, Mr. Sloan, had the good sense to put your money in a piggy bank instead of a sock, none of this would have happened in the first place.
This is not about that sock anymore.
He's right. This is about family. And I never thought I'd see the day when one of my children didn't care about that.
But Daddy, don't you see? I mean, if Odell didn't care about family, I mean, what's he doing here? I mean, why did he drive 800 miles to come to me where he knew you could find him? It's because he does care about family. So much that he couldn't get married without at least one Fraser by his side to cry and hug him and love him. I mean, Daddy, if Sissy and Odell didn't care about family, they could have just driven to St. Louis and got married, no problem. And you wouldn't have seen or heard from them in a long time. And maybe Christmas after next, you'd have gotten a card with a picture of the two of them and maybe even a grandbaby you didn't even know. I mean, is that what you want? Is that what you both want?
Well, no.
Daddy, I've never defied you before. I mean, you're the head of our family, and that's always been the most important thing in the world to me. But what you're talking about doing, I mean, turning your back on Odell, it's just wrong. And once you do that, you can't take it back. Guess you think I'm being pretty sassy.
No. I think you're making some sense.
You know what I think? I think you just don't want these two kids to get married because you hate each other. But I don't think you all dislike each other any more than the average in-laws. I mean, you just got a 20-year head start on it, that's all.
That's true. Now, look here, Earl. Maybe we are fighting a losing battle here. My little girl and these ladies have made some pretty good points. Now, what do you say? Do we keep on punishing our kids because they had the misfortune to be born to two of the world's biggest jackasses?
You SOB. Oh, pardon me, ladies.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead. Get it all out. What would you like to call him, Mr. Frazier?
I'd like to call him friend.
Daddy, does this mean...
It means we're going home.
It does.
Yep. We've got a wedding to plan.
Oh, Daddy, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Does it ever seem to you like life is just one long Frank Capra movie?